Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
Today's Dr. Jazz Hour will feature the songs of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe, who wrote nine musicals from 1942 through 1960 and again from 70 to 72. Lerner and Lowe's first two musicals were flops, but Brigadoon made it to Broadway in 1949. They also scored several Hollywood films. Let's begin with one from Brigadoon, Almost Like Being in Love, sung by Joe Stafford with the Art Van Dam Quintet in 1957, Art on Accordion. In 1959, trumpeter Chet Baker recorded the album The Best of Lerner and Lowe, so here's Heather on the Hill, also from Brigadoon. Rosemary Clooney recorded Get Me to the Church on Time with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra in 1961. The song is from the Broadway musical My Fair Lady of 1956. And then from Oscar Peterson's My Fair Lady album of 1958, you'll hear The Rain in Spain.
What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me, and from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I gotta be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Boys, come and kiss me, show how you miss me, get me to the church on time. And if I'm dancing, roll up the floor. And if I'm whistling, me out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up the rumpus, but don't lose the compass. And get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church on time.
We are enjoying the music and songs of Lerner and Lowe on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Alan J. Lerner was born into a wealthy Manhattan family in 1918. He attended several exclusive schools, but it was during his time at Harvard when he began writing songs for school productions, collaborating with Leonard Bernstein. Lerner lost an eye due to a boxing accident. After attending Juilliard, he met Frederick Lowe in 1942. They began working on musicals with Lerner as lyricist, and after several failures, they had a big hit with Brigadoon in 1947, which was followed by a string of successful Broadway musicals. They also worked on film scores. After Lowe retired, Lerner continued his career working mostly with Burton Lane. Lerner had a 20-year addiction to amphetamines and was married 8 times. He died from cancer in 1986 at age 67 and was 36 years older than his current wife. He owed over $1 million in back taxes. He received numerous awards and honors, including 3 Academy Awards. "I Could Have Danced All Night" is also from My Fair Lady, and Frank Sinatra sang it on his Come Dance With Me album of 1959. Lerner and Lowe wrote "They Call the Wind Mariah" for their Paint Your Wagon musical of 1951. Tenorman Zoot Sims recorded it in 1962 with a samba beat. Drummer Shelly Mann did "Ascot Gavotte" on his My Fair Lady album of 1956. Woody Herman and his first Thundering Herd recorded Lerner and Lowe's "A Jug of Wine" in 1946. It's from the 1945 film "The Day Before Spring."
Could have danced all night, could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting, why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when she began to dance with me, I could have danced, 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 danced all night. I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still had danced some more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things that I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so, so exciting, why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when she began to dance with me, I could have
danced. jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou, baby. I dreamed we sat beneath the scented bough. Baby, your eyes a-shine, what a pair. Your face near mine, keep it there. Our arms entwine and you declare you're mine alone. The fragrance of gardenia filled your hair, baby. The yellow dust of moonlight lit the air, baby. But I woke up and all broke up. My jug of wine, my loaf of bread, and thou, baby.
The songs of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe are the focus on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Frederick Lowe was born to Jewish Austrian parents in Berlin, Germany in 1901. His father was a notable classical pianist. Fritz, as he was sometimes called, was a child piano prodigy and performed with the Berlin Philharmonic when he was just 13. He accompanied his father to New York City in 1924, intent on writing Broadway musicals, but it wasn't easy. After trying gold mining, cattle punching, and prize fighting, he met lyricist Alan J. Lerner, and they began collaborating on musicals and film scores. Their biggest success was My Fair Lady in 1956. Lowe retired in 1961 and passed away from a heart attack in 1988 at the age of 86. Another one from My Fair Lady is I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, sung here by Ella Fitzgerald with the Frank Duvall Orchestra in 1960. From Brigadoon is There But For You I Go, and recorded by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers on their 1957 album Selections from Lerner and Lowe. And here's an instrumental version of I Could Have Danced All Night by Oscar Peterson and Trio in 1958.
I've grown accustomed to his face. He almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune he whistles night and noon. His smiles, his frowns, his ups, his downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to his looks, accustomed to his voice, accustomed to his face. I've grown accustomed to his face. He almost makes the day begin. I've gotten used to hear him say good morning every day. His joys, his woes, his highs, his lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I'm very grateful he's a man and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit one can always break, and yet I've grown accustomed to a trace of something in the air. Accustomed, I've grown accustomed to his face. Thank you.
This last set of Lerner and Lowe songs will begin with Etta Jones singing On the Street Where You Live with a quintet in 1960 from My Fair Lady. And from the Broadway musical Camelot of 1960, saxophonist Sonny Rollins will do If Ever I Would Leave You with a quintet in 1962.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Somehow you are near the overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me. On earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by. I won't care if I can be here on the street where you
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.